Welcome back to Eagles Nightly. I'm Becky Brensinger, and as always, we check into the NFC East Roundup with our NFL insider, Adam Kaplan. Adam, thank you for being here.
I'm glad to be here. We are at the quarterway point, Becky, of the NFL season.
We sure are. It's going by fast, isn't it?
It is.
Well, Adam, the Giants take on the Browns this Sunday, and, you know, really, what is the key for the Giants to redeem themselves coming off of the Eagles' loss?
You know, that's a good question, because redemption is key here. They cannot go 2-3. Okay, they can't fall behind the Eagles, because the Eagles now are going to this week at 3-1, and they're coming off a great win against those Giants. But I think the Giants have to get back to basics. They played a pretty good first half, but they kept getting field goals or not finishing off drives. What they have to do is play better on offense, get those explosive plays downfield, finish off drives, get the running game going. But the problem is, and we saw this against the Eagles, where are the explosive plays? No David Wilson. Now, David Wilson did hurt the Eagles on kickoff returns, but they need to find a way to get him on the field and trust him again, because Tom Coughlin, the head coach of the Giants, Becky, he needs to get things going. He cannot feel happy about coming out of that last game.
That's right, Adam. Coach Coughlin is not happy, and here are his words on his view of the end of the game.
We marched with no timeouts and did a decent job of that, and tried to continue to move it closer so that the field goal was a very makeable one. Lawrence has done an outstanding job this year. And so we tried to what we thought were safe calls, and the pass interference, when you saw it happen, you know, you just shake your head, because you're right back where you started from.
Now, Adam, the Cowboys are coming off of their second loss this season. They're going into a bye week this week, but then they come back to face the Baltimore Ravens. Mm. Ultimately, Adam, what do the Cowboys need to do, specifically Tony Romo, to step up his game, which then will parlay into the rest of the team?
You know, Becky, I think fans are getting on Romo, and I get it, but they're a little bit too hard, because some of those 5 interceptions were not on him. Dez Bryant's got to get on the same page with him. If I'm Dez Bryant, I start practicing one-on-one with Tony Romo, get on the same page, get their timing together. Bryant's got to run better routes. I know he put up monster numbers last week, but against the Bears, but they were hollow numbers. It was when they were behind. Jason Witten, the same thing. He stopped dropping passes. He had a huge game. But the bottom line is, Romo's got to stop turning the ball over. And the other issue, which they've got to fix in the bye, the interior of their offensive line has been terrible. Absolutely terrible. No athleticism. They're not blocking anybody. They've got to block Romo up front. I can't imagine he was very happy with what happened against the Bears.
Rightfully so. Tony Romo is very unhappy with his performance.
You know, I was trying to do just this in different situations out there where you're trying to do too much and help out different areas, and I think that that's going to catch up to you at some point in the National Football League. So, you know, I'm going to have to reassess a couple of things that are happening and make sure that they don't happen again. And you just can't – I can't try and do too much, and I think that I tried to do that too much tonight. And going forward, I just have to do my job, and I will.
The Redskins, coming off a big win over the Bucs last weekend, now have the Falcons this coming weekend. Where do they stand after 4 weeks?
That's a good question, because I think when we came into the season, I didn't know what to expect from this Redskins team. With Robert Griffin III, a rookie quarterback, who knew who would run the football? Their defense looked really good, but then they had the two horrific injuries which we've been talking about on this NFC roundup the last couple weeks. But I think the biggest story of this football team that no one's talking about, Alfred Morris, a late-round pick out of Florida Atlantic, not exactly a hotbed for football, but I can tell you this. The thing that I love watching with Alfred Morris, he's downhill, he's decisive, he gets positive yardage, doesn't take negative runs, and I saw this at the Senior Bowl. He falls forward. He's a big guy. I think if they continue to stay the course and run the football with him, they're going to be a very, very good football team, and they're not turning it over, which is absolutely huge. But the problem is their defense, Becky, as we've been talking about, not good enough. If you want to win, you run the football with Alfred Morris. If they continue to do that, I think they'll be a very good football team.
And the Skins may be 2-2, but Alfred Morris himself is saying that he feels a sense of momentum.
It definitely is huge, you know, just momentum-wise, just getting us to continue to stay positive going through the rest of our season. You know, it's kind of hard to continue to give it your all, go out there and bust your butt each and every day when, you continue losing. I mean, of course you want to do good, but when you're losing, it definitely makes it tough. So being 2-2 definitely, you know, changes things around.
Adam, big matchup versus the Steelers for the Eagles this week. Where do you see it going?
Yeah, this is a tough one, because when we look at the Eagles offense versus Steelers defense, you know, the Steelers play that 3-4. The Cardinals play a 3-4. They gave the Eagles problems a couple weeks ago. Can the Eagles handle this? Boy, it would be really great if they could come out and score right away, take the pressure off them, because you know, we saw at the Cardinals, they were down 17-0 before you knew it, and they were passing way too much. Let's see if the coaches, and everyone wants to know this, will they stay the course with the running game? I would do that on the road in a hostile environment, and I think the defense is good enough to keep the score low enough to where they could keep it close in the fourth quarter. If they don't turn it over, I think they'll be in this game in the end.
We'll see how it goes down on Sunday. That does it for the NFC East Roundup with NFL insider Adam Kaplan. Adam will check back with you next week.
Sounds good.
And fans, don't go anywhere because we'll be right back on the other side for Eagles Nightly.